Welcome, everybody. This is the Life Enthusiast Online Radio and TV Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, in a beautiful, rainy Costa Rica. It's the wet season down here right now. And joining us, as usual, is the health coach and life enthusiast, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, hailing you from the rainy British Columbia, where yesterday it was 95 degrees and today it's 75 and raining. And it's lovely. Everything yeah. Lush.
Yeah, it's a nice break from the heat.
But what the heck, you know, weather. Well, our podcast is usually about health. I want to stay on topic. What's interesting, I'd like to introduce something that we have recently added into our line of products by a company called Pura Thrive. And they have an unusual technology. It's called liposomal. How well do you know what liposomal could mean, right?
I have no idea what it could mean.
So a liposome is a little packet, a bundle. If you could visualize a golf ball, and inside of that golf ball, you would deposit the payload, the stuff that you really want. And the shell of the golf ball is what protects the fragile payload from getting damaged. So it's like that. And what happens is this. Every human cell, actually every mammalian cell, has a cellular membrane. And the membrane is made out of phospholipids, a lipid bilayer, which is permeable to fats. And it's not terribly permeable to water. To water, it opens very little. To fat, it opens way more readily. So when I deliver things in a fat packet, it's going to have a much greater effect than if I deliver it dissolved in water. So instead of delivering water-soluble things in just plain water, I actually wrap them inside these little golf balls that are fat protectors. And what that means to the user is that the absorbability goes way up. So all of a sudden you have this ability to deliver nutrients with efficiency that's unprecedented.
And generally speaking, the population of North America and much of the world is deficient in a lot of things. So this is a great way to overcome that.
Exactly. That's what we're seeking. Why would you be taking a vitamin product if not to deliver the benefits that the vitamins have for you?
Right. Yeah. Although I think sometimes people take a lot of multivitamins just to be able to say, yeah, I've been taking my vitamins and not really looking whether it's making any difference or not.
I had a guy call me just today. He says, I want to get my money back for the product that I bought from you. It's not doing anything for me. And my response was, well, that's fine. We do guarantee everything and you can have your money back, but would you do me the favor and just stop taking it for a week and then let's discuss how they're not working for you. Because you know the story, right? You know the story of yourself, for example, with the Iridesa. You take it and you say, no big deal, whatever. And then you run out and then you say, oh, Lord.
That's exactly right. I find when I'm not taking the Exela products, I really notice a difference. Yeah. But you're right. Like it's normal human brain function. Like, oh, everything is fine, so I don't need this. And then when you don't get it, then you realize, oh yeah, like I do need it.
Yeah. We totally do not notice the absence of pain.
Yes.
But when it returns, oh, I remember the calls I get. Hey, Martin, I thought I could go without, but could you overnight me a couple of bottles of this one? I remember that it was the platinum plus amino acids. But anyway, I want to talk about the liposomal vitamins, because they are really super efficient. It's not the cheapest product, like it kind of says, well, it seems to be like 3-4 times more expensive than regular, but it actually delivers 8 to 10 times as much in benefits. So in relative terms, it's actually half price of doing it the other way. It just doesn't look like it on the label.
So what are some of the vitamins that we can get this way?
Those are exotic birds.
Yes.
Okay, so what we have here is a vitamin C, which is your most common antioxidant vitamin that helps you, or helps everyone, to deal with stress and with aging and just general oxidation. It's just great for everything. So if you're feeling aged, or if you're feeling rushed or stressed or just declining in any way, vitamin C is just great to have, period. The other one we have is the vitamin B complex, and that's the one, vitamin B1, 2, 3, 5, 6, and 12, and biotin and folate. It's a nice mix of things. And again, the vitamin B group, it's involved in so many things. Like when you look at it, you know, if you for example, look at the things that the vitamin Bs are involved with, right? Energy, immunity, sleep, mood, brain function, appearance. Biotin, for example, is involved in hair and nails, general cardiovascular health, hormonal balance, heart function, bone density. So it almost seems like it's involved in everything, which it is. And that's just the vitamin B complex, right? Vitamin B5, for example, is involved in stress response, B6 in digestion, B3 in immune and stimulation. I mean, we could go for hours about it, but the main point I want to make is that it's the complex. It all works together. Then we have vitamin B12 on its own. That's for people who are particularly tired. Like vitamin B12 deficiency is a nasty thing.
I want to ask you a little bit about vitamin B12 and energy, because I was talking with a friend of mine the other day and we got talking about Red Bull and energy drinks. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, here's some 20-something guy or gal. They're, go all the time. And then they are ready for like sleep. Yes. But they want to go for another 3 or 4 hours, so they chug a Red Bull and away they go. And so this is not that, right?
No, totally not. The analogy I would use is this. You can get on your horse and whip it and make it go, sort of against its will, but it'll go. But at some point, you're going to have to slow down and get the saddle off and turn it out to pasture. So when we do nutritional support as opposed to the stimulation, we build reserves and we create capacity with a drink like the Red Bull or other caffeinated stimulants. What you're doing is you're simply spending whatever's in the account and maybe some more. You may be even spending beyond of what's there.
Right. And we won't know for another 20 years when the 20, 30-somethings that have been using it for 10 years are in their 50s and have no energy.
Right. Well, we talked about metabolic typing and we talked about endocrine dominance. So people who are adrenal dominant, they can handle caffeine. They are resilient. They have a strong core. They can do it. They can do it without paying the price, really. But the thyroid dominant are fairly fragile when it comes to this department, and they can still do it. They're more sensitive to it, so a lesser dose will cause them a greater swing, and yet they will be depleted sooner. Like they will actually cause themselves illness when they don't stop, or if they don't stop.
Okay, and I have one more question about vitamin B12. These are all personal questions. It's like having my own private coach and everyone gets to listen. So on the sales page for it, it says vitamin B12 is essential for your energy and so much more. Vitamin B12 is also crucial for your brain, heart, nervous system, and the health of your DNA and all your cells. So one of the things that I've noticed since I'm no longer 20, I'm a little bit older than that now, is my brain doesn't access things the way that it used to access. So it's almost like it looks, no, I can't see it, and then something happens, and I get the memory jarred, and it becomes available to me again. And so what I'm noticing is my thinking is a little bit slower and not quite as accurate as it used to be. So is something like B12. So as you grow older, we know we always get slower. We talk slower. We think slower. I mean, this is my experience with my grandparents, right? Mm-hmm. And so is vitamin B12 something that would rejuvenate that or push that back? Or am I just grasping at straws?
No. You're on the right track. Vitamin B12 does get low in people, and it's especially low in people who are supposed to eat red meat and don't, or don't get enough of it. So vegetarians are notoriously troubled, and you can see it in them. They are those pasty-faced, pale skin, weak, wet noodles that just don't have much of a get up and go to them. As far as the memory loss, yeah, it's part of it. Like the vitamin B12 is involved in fatigue, irritability, low moods, also known as depression, feeling run down. Just, you know, the tank is empty. You try to run, but there's nothing to run on. And then the brain fog and memory loss and lightheadedness. So, I mean, the best way I would know for you is just get a bottle and start hitting it and see.
Sounds like a good idea. So let's talk about one of my favorites, which is turmeric.
Yes, so turmeric. So first of all, the liposomal story with turmeric. Turmeric is not readily absorbed into the human body unless it is bonded to some fat. So the Indian people solved it by cooking with it. So you take coconut oil and vegetables and the turmeric and you cook with it. Or you take chicken fat and turmeric, you make chicken curry or fish curry or whatever else curry. It always has to have some oil and it needs to be cooked. Or you can make this thing called the turmeric milk, where you mix butter or ghee and turmeric or coconut oil and turmeric in a tea-like hot drink. Hot because you want to dissolve the fat. Make it liquid. Or, which is what we have here, is we have this liposomal packet where we have solved the bonding with fat issue by indeed just wrapping the little bits of turmeric inside of the little golf balls that are the liposomes that will deliver the turmeric right to where it's needed at the cell.
So Martin, in addition to the turmeric, they've added fulvic acid. So how does that impact the delivery of the turmeric?
Fulvic is an excellent tool for nourishing cells and helping them detox. Like fulvic is really good at the membrane penetration again, and it's also very good at balancing the electrolytes inside of cells. Fulvic is famous for helping the cell to detox itself and free up the mitochondria. And the mitochondria are the little organelles that are responsible for the energy generation. So when you were saying that you didn't have the oomph and power, that's because the mitochondria are not firing as well as they should have. So with the fulvic on board, we have actually more of this effect than you would have expected, or as a result.
Oh, cool. So some of the main benefits of turmeric is it protects your brain cells. We're back at the brain.
Yeah.
It helps you with a positive attitude. It's also helps you if you have an inflammatory response. So right. It fights and it reduces and prevents free radical change. It supports cardiovascular function. So right. Your blood flows through and your heart's strong. And of course you get radiant skin.
Right. And well, that's all the antioxidant effect, right? When you're
right.
reversing aging, you're gonna look younger.
And you detox, right? Yeah, it's going to take out some heavy metals and other toxins that are stuck in your cell. And that fulvic acid helps with that as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, straightforward. There are studies now done on turmeric that are thousands, in the thousands, and they all document all the various effects of anti-aging and memory repair, brain repair, inflammatory and immune repair, so cancer, heart, diabetes, all the major slayers of this society. They all are positively impacted by turmeric.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, sorry, Scott. So you can either switch to cooking Indian food curries or get one of these.
Right. And I believe the last one is curcumin.
Well, curcumin and turmeric is interchangeable, right? Yes. Turmeric is the name of the plant, and curcumin is the name of the active molecule. Liposomal curcumin gold is actually a drink. So we have the liposomal turmeric, which is a little squirt bottle that squirts the turmeric in the liposomes directly into your mouth. And the curcumin gold is actually an easy to absorb, expanded version of this thing where you, it's like that gold tea that I mentioned.
Okay.
So this cool. is a blend with sunflower oil and phosphatidylcholine and algae, DHA oils and some ginger oil. It's more like closer to a meal than it's just a little supplement.
Oh, cool. So it's in a bigger bottle.
It's a bigger bottle and it's a stimulant as well as a supplement.
Would you drink it straight or would you?
Yeah, you can take a spoonful of it, add it to a smoothie or to a drink or straight up. It tastes okay. It's got a citrus flavor, so you could just put it on a spoon and put it in your mouth straight.
Awesome.
And the last one we didn't talk about is the vitamin D3 with K2. K2 is also a vitamin, not a mountain in the Himalayas. The vitamin D3, called calciferol by its long name, is the vitamin that's responsible for regulating a lot of things that relate to cancer and aging. I mean, it's just, again, broad list of benefits. It deals with bones, immunity, and immune repair.
Does it also impact if you're feeling blue or depressed?
The B12 is the strongest for that.
Okay.
If I had someone looking for a single supplement rather than a full lifestyle change, I would say B12.
Cool.
Yeah, this one, the B3, that's a gut repair, bone repair, cancer prevention. I mean, there's a lot of natural health benefits. And of course, every time I open my mouth, I have to mention some name of some illness, which of course we're not supposed to do because we don't fix anything, we don't heal anything, we don't
cure anything.
Prevent, cure, or treat anything. The only thing we do is we provide better nutrition and let your body take care of itself.
So vitamin D is associated with being in the sun, and our skin creates lots of it if we're in the sun for half an hour or something. Yes. Is this the same or relative of that vitamin D? Or
that is the very one.
Okay.
Yes, that's the vitamin that we're supposed to supplement if we are not suntanning every day for 15 minutes.
And 50 to 90% of North Americans are deficient in it. So are we just indoors too much or what?
Yes, correct. Yeah. The worst case is the African or dark-skinned, dark-pigmented people who are really protected. Right. They are built for being in equatorial areas and withstand a couple of hours in full sunshine. So, of course, with all that protection, they get hardly anything. So they really are needing to have this.
Okay. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to find out more about this line of products or some of the problems that we've mentioned that it may help, what should they do?
Well, they can visit Life Enthusiast, life-enthusiast.com, look up the brand Pure Thrive. And, of course, if you want to have questions answered directly, get us on the phone. We're at 866-543-3388. Give us a call.
Great. Thanks, Martin. Thank you for joining us, everybody. You've been watching or listening to the Life Enthusiast Online Radio and TV Network, restoring vitality to you and the planet. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Take care.